This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Call it for what it is. Admission and acceptance of the fact that you are addicted to pornography and that you needed help is a great step in the journey towards your recovery. But it is not strong enough to keep you going on that journey. What is badly needed at that stage is to learn and to understand very clearly the negative consequences that may hit you if you don't quit before it's too late. Welcome back everyone to our channel, The Aware Academy. You are watching Pandemic with the solution in mind. Please remember, we are still at that stage of preparation. We call it starting out the journey towards recovery from porn addiction and any undesirable sexual activities. Please bear with us because you may need every tip and trick discussed in these episodes. And if this is your first time with us, I'll leave links to all the previous episodes in the description below this video. Today's episode titled Naming the Problem and Its Consequences. As I mentioned previously, recovery from porn addiction is actually a journey, and sometimes the journey may take longer than usual. But in any case, a journey requires a plan, requires a strategy. You also need to know where are you heading to, what are the dangers in your way that may prevent you from reaching your destination. So this is the stage that we're going to talk about today. You need to write down that clearly. If you do not name the problem and its consequences with your own hand, you will not be reminded of why you have started that journey in the first place. You may slip and forget about that journey and get lost in the middle of the road. And so along that journey, you need to be reminded that you have a beautiful wife, a very kind-hearted husband, gorgeous children, bright future, everything that you could ask for, you have it. So without these constant reminders, without listing down the problems that may strike and take away everything beautiful that you have in this life, you may go back to the same old habit. This can serve as a motivational cue as well, even stronger, because when we remember the negative consequences that we may face, that we may experience, we become terrified, we get scared. And when we get scared, we go back to our senses. We go back to reality, which is the exact opposite of the world of fantasy and imagination called pornography. Some people who have read my book, Beat It, 50 Plus Shades of Hope, where I discuss these points in great details, they said, what if someone read my diary and came to know that I've written something about the consequences of porn addiction and so on and so forth? How am I going to face these people? Let me remind you of one fact. You have kept that secret for long enough, so do not let your fear prevent you from doing what is right. Naming the problem and its consequences and bringing it to your life very clearly is a very terrifying fact that will bring you to your senses. So do it, and do it without fear. You can start by writing down the things that are already affected by your indulgence in pornography, like your relationships, your sexual behaviors, your wealth, your health, your work, your children, your reputation, your faith, your personality, your mental illnesses, and so on and so forth. Once you write these things very clearly, then an action will be required, an action plan, a strategy, how to come back and fix every area, one tip, one step at a time. You can then start writing things that you think may get affected negatively in the future if you do not quit. Now you have a very comprehensive and complete picture of the consequences that may hit your life and destroy it altogether as a result of your addiction to pornography. And when you keep on reading what you have written, the negative consequences of porn addiction, most likely your brain at one point will recognize the danger and start cooperate with you and resist with you the temptation and resist with you the addictive cycle of pornography. And a final point, not to scare anyone, but to bring to your senses the reality, and that is death. It could happen anytime. Do not let it happen while you are watching pornography and masturbating. This is not the legacy that you wanted to leave behind. Don't let your spouse see you in that position. Don't let your children see you in that position. Don't let anyone see you in that position. Stay safe. Stay aware and fight and resist until the end. Thank you so much for watching. Before leaving, as usual, please subscribe to our channel, share the content with others so that they may also gain the benefits, and we will see you next week. Stay strong.